Chapter 10. St. John left the next morning. He put a letter under my door. I still didn't know what to do. Diana didn't think I should go. If I was going to go to India and marry St. John, there was only one person that was stopping me. Mrs. Fairfax hadn't written back to me. I decided to go to Thornfield and find out what had happened. I told Mary and Diana what I was doing. I told them, "I will be gone for no more than 4 days." "On your own?" they asked. "Yes, I need to go and find out about a friend," I replied. It took 2 days to take a coach to Thornfield. I got out of the coach 2 miles from Thornfield and walked across the fields. I was sure that Mr. Rochester was in Europe. I didn't think that he had stayed at Thornfield after I left. I almost ran down the last part of my journey. I wanted to see Thornfield again. I saw the trees I knew very well, and the hills and the meadows. I thought about the house. I knew I would see it soon. I was so happy to be there. I looked, and there was no house. There were ruins in its place. It was like a horrible dream. The garden was no longer beautiful. It was so quiet. I went to the ruins. A fire had destroyed Thornfield. I thought about how the fire had happened. There was no one there to ask what had happened. There was no sign to tell me either. I went to the church to find out what had happened. "Mr. Rochester is alive. The fire happened last autumn. It started in the middle of the night. I saw it from here. There was a mad woman in the house. She started the fire. She was Mr. Rochester's wife. She was even madder because Mr. Rochester fell in love with a governess. He wanted to marry her. Mrs. Rochester set fire to her room. Mr. Rochester was very angry because he lost the girl he loved. So he sent everyone away. He stayed at the hall. He was waiting for the girl to come back. He tried to save Mrs. Rochester from the fire, but she jumped off the roof. She is dead. Mr. Rochester is now blind. The house fell on him. He was pulled out and saved. He lost his hand as well," the vicar said. "Where is he?" I asked. "At his other house. It is in the middle of the woods, 30 miles from here," he replied. "Do you have a carriage that can take me there? If you can do it today, I will pay you twice," I said. I got to the house before dark. It was a very lonely house. There were no flowers, and it was dark in the trees. The door to the house opened. My Mr. Edward Rochester stood there. It was a year since I last saw him. I nearly called out to him. He came out of the house slowly. He walked with his hand out in front of him. He felt around until a servant came out to take him in. The door to the house opened. My Mr. Edward Rochester stood there. It was a year since I last saw him. I nearly called out to him. He came out of the house slowly. He walked with his hand out in front of him. He felt around until a servant came out to take him in. I waited until the door closed. Then I went forward and knocked on the door. "Hello, Mary. How are you?" I said to the maid who opened the door. She looked at me like I was a ghost. My bags were brought into the house. The bell rang. Mary went to answer it. When she came back, she told me that he had asked for candles and water. "I will take them to him," I said. I went into the room. Mr. Rochester was sitting by the fire. Pilate lay in front of it. The dog jumped up at me. "Lie down," Mr. Rochester said to the dog. I put down the tray and patted the dog. "Give me the water, Mary," Mr. Rochester said. I gave the water to him. Pilate barked. "What is the matter?" he asked. "Down, Pilate," I said. Mr. Rochester turned his head towards me. "Mary?" he asked. "Mary is in the kitchen," I replied. "Who is there?" he asked. He was nervous. "Pilate knows me." "The servants know me too," I said. "I am going mad," he replied. "No, you're not," I told him. "Where are you?" he asked. I took his hand in both of mine. He pulled his hand away and then wrapped it around me. "Jane, is it you?" he asked. "Yes, I have come back to you," I said. He repeated my name over and over again. "I dreamed that you would come back and that you would tell me that you loved me and that you would never leave me," he said. "I never will," I replied. He kissed me. I told him what had happened since we were last together. He was quiet. I was worried that he wanted me to leave. I tried to get up. "No, Jane, you can't go," he said. "I will stay with you. I already said I would," I replied. "Staying is not good enough for you. You should be married." "But I am not a man now," he said. "You are still a man," I replied. "I am scared that you will not be here when I wake up tomorrow," he told me. I teased him until it was time for bed. The next morning, I heard him asking for me. I had breakfast with him. I told him about St. John and Marsh End. He asked me many questions about St. John. I teased him with my answers. I told him that St. John had asked me to marry him. "Leave me. Go and marry Rivers," he told me. "Make me. I will not leave unless you do," I replied. "Go, be with the husband that you have chosen," he said. "I am already there," I replied. "You will marry a poor blind man?" he asked. "Yes," I said. "Really?" he asked. "Yes," I said. I told him that I heard him calling out to me. He told me that he had called for me exactly when I heard him. I married him. It was a quiet wedding. I told Mary when we got back to the house. I wrote to Mary, Diana, and St. John. I told them I was now Mrs. Rochester, not Jane Eyre. Diana and Mary both came to meet Mr. Rochester. St. John never wrote back to me. Miss Varens came back to live with us. After 2 years of marriage, Mr. Rochester started to see again. Diana and Mary got married. Their husbands love them both as my husband loves me. St. John went to India. He is still there. He is a good missionary and works hard. He will never get married. He is married to his work. I am happy living with Mr. Rochester. We have been married for 10 years. Mrs. Fairfax went to live with her family when Thornfield was lost. She is a distant cousin of Mr. Rochester. She is happy in her new life. Miss Varens went to a good school and came back to see us in the holidays. I was not happy when I was a girl called Jane Eyre. I am happy as a woman called Jane Rochester.